More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
Stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
I have not seen Democrats this angry as they have been today over the overturning of Roe v. Wade since we took away their slaves. I'm serious. When was the last time you saw Democrats this mad, this angry? We're mad as hell. Senator Warren shares her anger earlier today over the Supreme Court overturning Roe v. Wade. And I have not seen Democrats as a group this angry since we took away their slaves. Listen.
Well, they're going to be just as effective as they need to be. Look, I am spitting mad over this. We have six extremist justices on the...
Extremist justices. I'm spitting mad. And this is the, by the way, how you know you're dealing with psychopaths. This is how you know you're dealing with psychotic people who obsess over killing innocent babies. Can we just step back for a moment before you listen to more of the Elizabeth Warren, I'm spitting mad, and really think about what got us to where we are today? Imagine for a moment just being this upset. What type of person you have to be. You want to know why I will never trust liberals? This is why. When you're this upset that innocent babies with beating hearts cannot be as easily and efficiently destroyed as they used to be, I will never trust you as a human being. I won't. I will never, ever, ever, ever trust you as a human being. If this is how angry you are and upset that you can't kill innocent babies with beating hearts as easily as you used to be able to do it. Now, let's also talk about one of the lies that's come out of all this Roe v. Wade being overturned. The biggest lie is that abortion has been banned. AOC's out there saying, you know, it's been banned. No, it hasn't. This has gone back to states. And if these people, I do believe, know that this is a states' rights issue, they just don't want to tell you that because that won't make you as angry. They want you to be spitting mad as she is. That'd be livid. They want you to be furious. They want you to take the streets and they want you to riot all weekend.
Spitting mad over this. We have six extremist justices on the United States Supreme Court who have decided that their moral and religious views should be imposed on the rest of America. This is not what America wants. And in a democracy on this issue, the Supreme Court does not get the last word. The people do.
Okay. So let's just be clear about this dictator and tyrant, Elizabeth Warren. She just said that the rule of law doesn't matter. She just said that the Supreme Court has seven activist justices, which they don't. She just said that the Supreme Court should be overrun or overruled and that we should pack the court. And she just said that you should be able to change anything and everything in this country, regardless of the Constitution, if, quote, the majority of Americans are in favor of it. Now, if you look at the polls, which they, again, don't matter because this is, goes back to the issue of a state's rights issue. But the polls do not say the overwhelming majority of Americans want abortion on demand. That's not true. In fact, overwhelmingly, 80% of Americans believe that partial birth abortion and or abortion in the third trimester is wrong and should be illegal. But they won't tell you that. But polls shouldn't matter because this is an issue of states' rights in the Constitution. And clearly what the Supreme Court said, and this is, again, I got to give thanks to Ruth Bader Ginsburg, you know, the RBG, right? We got T-shirts you can buy at Target, and they got movies about her and cartoons about her. If she would have just retired when Barack Obama was president, today would have never happened. So if you want to know who to blame for all of this, if you're an angry liberal like Elizabeth Warren, who's spitting mad, then maybe you should go talk to the and change the eulogy of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who we obsess over, right? The old school gangster RBG, right? Women, feminists. If she at her, what age was she? 80? When Obama left office, look it up to my producer because I want to know. Look it up and see when she died and when Obama was president. I think it was right around 80, if I remember correctly. If she truly cared about the woman's right to choose and it was this big of a deal, then wouldn't you have said, I'm old and I'm not taking the risk that Donald Trump could get elected because women's right to choose is just too big of a deal? Well, joke's on you now, you narcissistic psychopaths on the left who are obsessed with killing babies. RBG could have changed all of this for women's rights. So don't be mad at me, right? If you want to be mad at somebody, be mad at her because Barack Obama could have gotten somebody on the court to replace her. It's not seven activist judges. It's seven judges that looked at the Constitution and clearly said that the issue of abortion is, in fact, a states' rights issue. And it should have always been a states' rights issue. It should have never have changed and never not been a states' rights issue. But when you listen to these people, you have to understand how evil they are. And I do believe that people that believe in abortion, certainly the people out there on the streets are chanting, I do believe there's a soullessness to them. I believe that they are actually evil. I mean that when I say that, because when you could become this mad over your obsession to kill babies, she was 77, 78. When Barack Obama could have sat down with her and said, hey, because of this massive issue of women's rights to choose, I need you to retire. Or she should have understood that. But you got to understand, on the left, they're always narcissists. RBG was a narcissist. Either she was too stupid to realize that she was old and could, and would die at some point, or she was too psycho to believe or to actually think that she could control the electorate and they would somehow give her Hillary Clinton. But we are where we are today because the Supreme Court justices were not activists. They interpreted the Constitution the way it was actually written. Roe v. Wade should have and by the way, no one's rights were taken away today. In fact, the Supreme Court said they got it wrong the entire time. This is no different than the ruling that I talked about yesterday that dealt with handguns and this idea that to get a handgun in a liberal state, you have to show that your life is more valuable than someone else's life. You have to have a qualified reason to have a gun, which is exactly the opposite of what shall not be infringed says. It's the exact opposite of what the Constitution says. And people are like, oh, well, you guys are trampling the rights of the states. No, it's actually a lie. There were no states' rights trampled in that ruling on guns. In fact, what the Supreme Court said is we're going to actually look at the words in the Constitution, and you guys in these states trampled the rights of the citizens in your state. There is nowhere where it says anything about the women's right to choose. In fact, if there's anything that's pretty consistent in the Constitution, it's the entire document. is actually written after around the idea of sanctity of life, not of killing people, not of taking away the ability for a child to breathe outside of a mother's womb. That's not what the Constitution and or this country was about. It got hijacked by a bunch of feminist crazies back in the day. This is a states' rights issue. And now states are getting to do the right thing, whether it's Mississippi, whether it's Tennessee, whether it's Arkansas, whether it's New York. You get to decide the state what you want to do. And if you want to be known as a state that kills babies, that's your decision. You can do this. But this whole rhetoric from Elizabeth Warren and others where I'm spitting mad, I'm angry. This is all political theater because they even know that this was a states' rights issue. And if they want to be mad at somebody, they should be mad at their own party, and they should be mad at the legacy of RBJ, the old gangster, right, of the feminist movement for screwing this all up. That's on y'all.
And we are going to fight back. We've got tools. We're going to use them. And in November, we're going to make sure that we elect enough people who believe in that democracy that we can pass Roe versus Wade and make it the law of the land again. Only this time we'll do it by statute and enforce it.
Yeah, so there you go. So we're going to go around the Supreme Court. We're going to go rogue. We're going to pack the court. Just trust us. You know, Jane's Revenge, these psychos on the left are now calling for a night of rage, quote, to hell with SCOTUS, as Biden is saying he's angry. I'll have all of this for you coming up in a moment. It's the Ben Ferguson Show, 535-9732, 535-9732. Roe v. Wade is no longer the law of the land. It has been overturned. It's a day where we will celebrate and remember because we saved the lives of the unborn. So there's another part of this fake outrage, by the way, by the left, which is they can't believe that people that brought these lawsuits are actually now following through with banning abortions in their state. For example, the Attorney General, Eric Schmidt, put out a tweet. Says, breaking, following the SCOTUS ruling overturning Roe v. Wade, Missouri has just become the first in the country to effectively end abortion with our AG opinion signed moments ago. This is a monumental day for the sanctity of life. And they're like, you can't do this. What did you think the lawsuits were about, you morons? What do you think the Supreme Court was ruling on? Did you think that after the Supreme Court struck down Roe v. Wade, that the people that brought these lawsuits that were challenging Roe v. Wade were not going to enact the laws that they originally passed that were challenged that went to the Supreme Court? Now, you listen to these psychos. Jane's Revenge has called for a night of, quote, rage. To hell with SCOTUS. This is part of what communists do and their followers do to undermine the legitimacy and the sanctity of the court system, and this has happened consistently around the world for centuries. You tell people that the Supreme Court should not be listened to. You tell people the Supreme Court is somehow not legitimate. And think about their definition of what legitimacy is or what legitimacy isn't. Their definition of legitimacy is actually pretty simple. If you do what we tell you to do, all the time, we will say that your Supreme Court is legitimate. But as soon as you do something that we don't like, then we will say that you are not legitimate. We will try to undermine you. We will try to destroy you. We will try to kill you off. We will try to pack the court, justify, and pack the court packing, I'm telling you, is coming. Democrats are going to try to pack the court. That's the only way they can stop this, right? And this is the way that they want to do it. This is how they want to do it. This is their obsession. This is the whole ball game for them. They want to pack the court. Listen to this earlier from Fox as they're talking about Jane's Revenge calling for a night of rage and to hell with SCOTUS as Biden is saying, well, we need to have peaceful protests.
There is a war out there, and we need to recognize that we've got to armor up.
This far-right, racist, sexist Supreme Court that made this decision based upon politics.
You see this turnout here? You You ain't seen nothing yet. The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them.
AOC and Maxine Waters calling for people to get into the streets as left-wing radicals vow violence in the wake of today's Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe versus Wade. Security being beefed up around the Supreme Court and justices' homes, that while groups like Jane's Revenge are planning a night of rage and said it was open season on the pro-life movement. At least 40 pregnancy centers have been vandalized and activists have been allowed to illegally protest outside justices' homes, with one deranged man trying to assassinate Justice Brett Kavanaugh. And after weeks of silence, President Joe Biden finally calling for peaceful protests.
By the way, I love how he calls for peaceful protests on a day when he knows it's going to be the least peaceful day of all. While all the Democrats around him, AOC, you heard in there, whatever the crap that congresswoman's name, it's so annoying, Maxine Waters, whatever her name is from Texas. This is why I go back to what I said at the very beginning of the show. I haven't seen Democrats this upset since we freed their slaves. I haven't. When was the last time Democrats were this angry over anything? It's when we said they couldn't have their slaves anymore and we freed them. You're welcome, by the way. The Republican Party, you want to know why I will always be a conservative Republican? Because we're the party that freed the slaves and we're the party that said you can't kill innocent babies. And if you don't like me for that, fine. You know, earlier today, I got a phone call from a reporter, and who will remain nameless. I don't want to give them any more Twitter followers, okay? And they said, Ben, you own a barbecue restaurant. I do, yes. You own a gun range. Yes, I do. That's true. You know, what do you think about Democrats online saying they're going to boycott your business over Roe v. Wade? Please do it. If you're an advocate for killing babies, you're probably not coming into my store anyway. If you're an advocate, okay, for anarchy, I don't want your money. If you're going to boycott my business over me wanting to defend the life and the sanctity of life of children, don't ever come to my store. Like my point was, I'm not afraid of your fake consequences. And if sales go down because of a bunch of baby killers don't want to come shop at my store, because this is the new theme tonight. You're going to notice this, okay? They're doing these boycotts. They're naming every business that posts online saying, hallelujah, God bless America, freedom, safety for children. We're no longer going to, you know, murder babies. They're saying, we're going to come after you. We're going to come after your business. So now we're going to come after Supreme Court justice, try to get them killed. We're going to come after businesses that support the sanctity of life. There is a divide in this country right now. The Democratic Party, I've said this and I'm going to say it again because it's true, is no longer the Democratic Party. The Democratic Party is now a socialist party trying to overthrow our nation. And the proof of it is today, them screaming at the Supreme Court saying, this isn't a legitimate court. This is an illegitimate court. This is not a court that I will stand up to. The hell with the Supreme Court. You have members of Congress pointing at the building saying, to the hell with the Supreme Court. That is a party of communists. More than 1.5 billion babies have been aborted worldwide in the past 50 years. You know which country is responsible for the most? The United States of America. And the Supreme Court's ruling to overturn Roe v. Wade has given back the power to the states. No one outlawed abortion today at the Supreme Court. They said it's a states' rights issue. So don't let them lie to you and tell you anything else outside of that. And the psychotic people on the left did this to themselves. RBG, I mean this. I've never loved Ruth Bader Ginsburg more than I do today. Because if she wouldn't have been such a psycho feminist and would have put her values ahead of her psychotic, I'm the queen, right? I'm the gangster RBJ. Go buy a t-shirt at Target with my initials on it and a crown. If she would have said, my values matter more than me, she would have walked into the Oval Office and said, I'm going to resign, Mr. President, because I'm 77, 78 years old. And it's very clear now that I need to make sure that the legacy of what I believe in carries on, and I'm not going to take a risk in case Hillary loses. That is what should have done. So when you go out and these people are like, oh, I'm going to burn down these conservative businesses. I'm going to burn down America, right? I'm going to riot and loot. And the president comes out and he's like, well, hold on a second. Don't do that.
I call on everyone, no matter how deeply they care about this decision, to keep all protests peaceful. Peaceful, peaceful, peaceful. No intimidation. Violence is never acceptable.
A little late for that, isn't it, Uncle Joe? I wonder what they told him on his cue card. Yesterday they told him when to sit, when to stand, when to walk out, who to look at. I wonder who wrote that for him. A little late, dude. You had someone try to kill a Supreme Court justice a week ago, and you said nothing at condemning that violence. You said it was fine from the White House for them to go and intimidate judges at the court. So only after it's over do you then come out and go, okay, no one kill anybody, because it won't matter as much now.
It's lunchtime at Tim Hortons, and we're serving up a special deal just for you. Our new $5.99 lunch deal includes your choice of any lunch sandwich and a side of crunchy kettle chips. Because what's lunch without a little crunch? And the sandwich choice is all yours. Like a ham and Swiss, Chipotle chicken wrap, BLT, and more. Made to order just the way you like it. Tim Hortons' new lunch deal. Simple, delicious, and just $5.99. Now that's a good deal. Only at your neighborhood Tim's. U.S. only. Price and participation vary. Terms apply.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores.
The stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're talking tea, we're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Here are some examples of what you'll hear from us on Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
This is where we discuss all things reality TV, all things popular culture.
And a little bit of Rappaport's reality, the reality of us.
We're figuring out. And if we had been recording these last 4 or 5 days, it would have been
the
podcast
juicy.
Would have taken a left turn.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
More Than a Movie is back with season 2 of the award-winning film podcast, and this time with a lot more movies. I'm your host, Alex Fumero, and each week I'm going to talk to the people behind some of my favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the OG spy kid, Alexa Penavega.
You had Carla Gugino, who's the coolest mom ever. You had Antonio, who's handsome, amazing, charismatic. And then Carmen and Junie. I felt like a lot of other kids felt like this could be me.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Every episode will feature interviews with the biggest actors, directors, writers, and producers behind your favorite films and tap into the history of Latinos in film. Listen to More Than a Movie as part of the My Cultura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You know, there's two parts of this sickness with the liberals, and I've got a bad audio version, but it's this important. I'm going to play it for you, okay? Anna Navarro over at The View and CNN was justifying Roe v. Wade and the need to kill babies by using her own family members to justify the case. I want you to listen very carefully. This just broke of her saying this.
Physically, for a family. And I know not all families can do it. And I have a step-granddaughter who was born with Down syndrome. And you know what? It is very difficult in Florida to get services. It is not as easy as it sounds on paper. And I've got another step-grandson who is very autistic, who has autism, and it is incredible. And their mothers and people who are in that society, who are in that community, will tell you that they considered suicide. because that's how difficult it is to get help, because that's how lonely they feel, because they can't get other jobs, because they have financial issues.
The mother of four during and after the child.
And I am not anybody to tell you what you need to do with your life. Or
I mean, do you hear this psychotist? Anna Navarro is talking about her own special needs family members with autism Down syndrome to make the case for abortion. These people are sick. I mean, when I say these people are sick, these people are sick. Can you imagine going on TV and talking about your own grandkids or nieces or the family members, implying, well, this is why we need abortion. You don't know how hard it is to raise a kid that has autism or a kid with Down syndrome. And they put this crap literally on CNN. After this happened, like, listen to this. This is important. You need to understand this. DC right now mobilizing riot gear. DHS communicating with Catholic churches and pro-life pregnancy centers, warning of extreme violence as Night of Rage protests planned for tonight nationwide and into the weekend. That's the official United States government telling you that if you're a Catholic church, if you're a church, if you're a pro-life organization, go home and go into hiding because you might be killed tonight. The Babylon Bee headline. It's the only funny headline I've seen so far to deal with the insanity of the left. My producer was dying laughing. It says Brett Kavanaugh burns down his own house just to get it over with. These people are sick in the head. It is sick. These people are angry. They can't kill more babies. And they keep saying it's a women's right to choose. You're taking away women's right to choose. And they throw, you know, fake blood like they're menstruating and holding babies, fake babies. It's sick, but this is what they're doing in their protests. I got a question. How are we taking away the rights of women if you guys don't even know what a woman is? The Democratic Party does not know what a woman is, right? They say that anybody can be a woman. So how can you say you're taking away the rights of women if you don't even know what a woman is? Like, you actually don't know what a woman is. And don't think, by the way, you're in the minority on this, okay? These people are just loud and evil. 26 states are expected to ban or severely restrict abortions in this country because they're siding on the side of life. Never be ashamed of that. Earlier today, I said this to somebody I was talking to in my family. I don't remember, but my point was very clear. I said, I am now wanting to wake up every day and offend 50% of this population in this country because I have no problem offending people if they believe in evil things like this. Exterminating people, especially innocent children, is no different than what Adolf Hitler did in Germany and in Europe. Screaming that you're spitting mad as a woman because you can't abort more babies is evil, as I played for you with Elizabeth Warren. Going on national TV as this Anna Navarro crazy woman I used to have to debate all the time and using her own family members of examples of why we need abortions, her own children that apparently she gives gifts to, is just sick. AOC on overturning Roe v. Wade, a lot of these, quote, institutions were built on very creaky foundations. This is AOC, a bartender. But you should listen to her because she's the one leading the way of the communist movement in America as disguised as a Democratic Party.
A lot of these institutions were built on a very creaky foundation. And so what that means is that when we build it back, we need to build it back stronger than what it was before.
What can you do in Congress?
I mean, that's the thing.
Build the streets.
We have to build the streets. Right now, elections are not enough. You know, I'm not gonna be here and tell you to drop out because we need to show up everywhere. We need sand in every damn gear. We need sand in every damn gear. But elections alone are not gonna save us. We need to show up, at the ballot box, but that's the bare minimum. Because frankly, we just elected the first pro-choice majority Democratic Party 3 years ago. To understand.
You listen to AOC there. Did you notice I said when we build it back? Translation, when we get communism in here, we make sure that these Republicans never see the light of day and can never screw with us again. When we build back these institutions, meaning when we build a new country, listen to these people when they talk, by the way. AOC is saying exactly what Democrats have believed for a long time. She's just willing to say it. New York Mayor Adams, New York City is safe haven for abortion, says girlfriend's abortion was right. They're now celebrating their own abortions on CNN. Like, have you had an abortion? We'd love to put you on the air.
I know you call today's U.S. Supreme Court ruling overturning Roe versus Wade a direct attack on women. But you also had a message that anyone seeking abortions around the country, in your words, is welcome to come to New York City. Do you see New York City as a safe haven, potentially, for abortion services?
Let's be clear. We're advertising New York City right now on CNN that if you want to kill your child, we'd love for you to come to New York to do it. This is advertising for a abortion tourism industry. Colorado, come to Colorado and you can get high. New York City, bring your girlfriend and she can get rid of the child. And the mayor of New York City is like, hey, we got a great opportunity. Let's get on TV. I mean, can you imagine the conversation in the comms department at the New York mayor's office? Like, hey, I want to get on CNN. I want to get on MSNBC. I want to get on ABC, NBC, CBS. Let's tell everybody that if we are abortion on-demand state, we are abortion tourism, come to our state. We'll kill more babies than any other state in America. These people are psychotic. There is no difference in this type of rhetoric than the same type of rhetoric that was coming out of Nazi Germany, folks. They're wanting to exterminate innocent children, and they're obsessed with exterminating children in record numbers.
Yes, we do. And we made it clear when we first heard that this ruling was leaked, we started putting things in place that's going to protect women who are seeking a safe haven, a city that is going to allow them to have control over their bodies. We're going to make sure that there's counseling. We're going to utilize our website to give free information. And we're going to make sure that this is a place where our healthcare system are going to support those who want to make these important decisions.
You shared something today, very, very personal, that as a teenager, your then girlfriend decided to get an abortion. Why did you decide, Mayor, to open up about this today?
Because this was a real moment, as many of my leaders in my administration, five of my deputy mayors are women, and some of them shared some very personal moments. And people need to know that every time an individual makes a decision, a woman makes a decision to terminate a pregnancy, there's a story behind it.
And there's a story behind this. Did you hear this, Mayor? Like, you got to understand, every time a woman exterminates a child, there's a story behind it. What about the story of the child that you just exterminated? What about their story that you just erased from society? To all of these protesters, every single one of you, I mean this. Screw you if you say that you're not going to do business with people that believe in the sanctity of life. You want to boycott me. You want to protest me. And this is the hill you want to die on. You want to talk, like AOC just said, about overthrowing the government and rebuilding the Supreme Court? Do it. Knock yourself out. But I will fight you. I will say this, first of all. This whole protest crap this afternoon that's exploded. But, you know, we don't spend a dime and burn down the churches, burn down the Catholic churches, firebomb the pro-life organizations, their offices tonight. A night of rage, a night of hell. And go after conservative businesses that support the rights of the unborn child and make sure they go out of business and go after them. President, bring it on. I will happily stand up to you to protect the rights of the unborn in this country. I think you people are sadistic. I don't think there's any difference between you and Adolf Hitler and the Nazis. And when this is what you're doing and how you're talking, and when you come after, you know, I'm going to throw fake blood on your business, and I'm going to throw fake blood on you, and I'm going to come after you, and I'm going to ruin your businesses. Don't spend a dime. I don't want your evil money. I don't want any of your evil money. You can keep it. But you notice what they're talking about here. All these psychos that are talking that I just played for you are saying the same thing. We're going to overthrow the government. We're going to overthrow the court systems. We're going to remake America. We're going to change America. NBC Chuck Todd a moment ago on TV. Again, this is NBC News. He said, quote, a lot of people believe this is a rigged court because you didn't get your way. You delegitimize a court. So the only way a court is not rigged in the name of these socialists is that they do what they tell them to do. There is no constitution to socialists. You have to understand that. They want to burn it down. They want to burn down the Supreme Court. They want to burn down my businesses, your businesses. If you believe in the sanctity of life, they want to come after you. And now NBC News, their special coverage, Chuck Todd actually says there are a lot of people who believe that this is a rigged court. Why? Because you didn't get your way? So now the court is delegitimized and you want to overthrow the court. You want to pack the court. These people are sadistic. These same people, by the way, that can't even define what a woman is, now want to complain about women's rights again. Isn't that convenient? I said it earlier, and I will say it again. I haven't seen Democrats this angry since we took away their slaves.
More Than a Movie is back with Season 2. I'm your host, Alex Fumero. And each week, I'm going to talk to the people behind your favorite movies. From The Godfather, Andy Garcia.
He has the smarts of Vito, the temper of Sonny, the warmth of Fredo, and the coldness of Michael.
To the legend behind La Bamba, Lou Diamond Phillips.
When I walked in, I didn't think I had a shot at Richie because John Stamos's picture was already up on the wall.
Listen to More Than a Movie on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Michael Rappaport.
And I'm Kibi Rappaport.
And together we're hosting Rappaport's Reality Podcast.
We have a passion for reality TV, and we're inviting you into our living room.
We're dissecting the drama, and we're giving praise to the single greatest form of entertainment on television today. That is right. Reality TV is the greatest form of entertainment on television today.
Listen to Rappaport's Reality with me, Kibi Rappaport.
And me, Michael Rappaport, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcast.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast. This week, I talked to Orlando Bloom in a rare interview where we went deep into how to get comfortable with fear and how to change the guilt and shame thought pattern.
People say, what are you afraid of, right? I'm afraid of fear because it's like I want to confront anything in my life that feels challenging on those levels.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Jack Armstrong. He's Joe Getty. We're the Armstrong and Getty Show.
We cover the stories the mainstream media ignores. The
stories that are important to your life and important to the world.
The election, of course.
The many trials of Donald Trump.
Couple of wars.
Gender-bending madness.
Why are kids looking at so much social media?
And we bring you the stories the mainstream media is on.
But we do it without the left-wing media spin.
Listen to Armstrong and Getty On Demand on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Open your free iHeart app and search the Armstrong and Getty Show to start listening.